KJZZ is supported by AARP Phoenix, proud to support KJZZ's series, The State of Aging, which explores the reality of an aging society. More information about caregiving at aarp.org/phoenix.
Senior housing is and will continue to be a complex issue. There's not enough inventory, it's not always affordable, and land costs are rising. People aren't only looking for the traditional retirement home anymore. Developers are creating alternative forms of housing. In Part 7 of The State of Aging in the Valley, KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie looks at some of those alternatives.
In about 3 years, Mary and David Pitino will be answering the front door to their new home inside a glittering high-rise tower on the corner of Mill and University called Mirabella at Arizona State University.
That's exactly what attracted us to this model and being on campus.
Mary Pitino is 77. Her husband is 74. The Pitinos are among a growing number of older adults who don't want to live in the suburbs where many senior communities are located. They want an urban lifestyle.
That's what I want. I want to walk out the door and see the world. I don't want to walk out the door and see more people like me.
Set to open in the fall of 2020, Mirabella will feature more than 300 apartments, including assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing units, plus amenities like restaurants, an indoor-outdoor pool, and a 24-hour concierge. For their part, the Pitinos are most excited to mix and mingle with another generation.
Dave and I came down one day and we went over to the bookstore. I was buying some things for my grandchildren because I told them how fun it would be to be on campus with Grandma and Grandpa. And they were so nice. The kids in the bookstore were so nice to us.
Mirabella isn't a new concept. Other universities have built senior housing near campus. What makes this unique, says Paul Rietma, Senior Vice President of Pacific Retirement Services, which is collaborating with ASU on the project, is that residents can live like students, everything from taking classes together to sharing meals. But living at Mirabella or a similar community in the Valley comes at a price.
This is a buy-in community, so entrance fees would go anywhere from the high 200,000s to $1 million. Plus,
buy-ins are not unusual, neither are the monthly fees, which Rietma says will run about $3,900.
For most people, this is still a viable financial opportunity.
But
there is a finite number of people that can afford to live in these developments. We haven't reached market saturation. We're just at the beginning.
Jim Belfiore is the owner of Belfiore Real Estate Consulting. He says availability and affordability are big factors. Another big factor, healthcare.
My name is Gail Harley, and I am a retired teacher. My husband is in a memory care facility, and I visit him every day. We've downsized our home twice.
Both Harley and her husband receive a pension and Social Security, totaling more than $7,500 a month. It's a lot of money, but
the facility cost $5,610 a month. Tom's income is $4,322.
So Harley covers the remaining amount, plus the cost of personal items like incontinence briefs. She's in the financial middle. Too much money to qualify for low-income housing and too little to buy into a community like Mirabella. So she lives in a trailer park.
Well, you wouldn't want to say that out loud in the park.
Actually, it's a 55 and over manufactured home park.
It's lovely. I have a lovely backyard and a lovely porch.
They look a lot different than the mobile homes that some people might think or remember.
That's Belfiore again. He also says they're less expensive to build than traditional housing, and that's why developers want to get into this market.
I think we'll start to see large-scale development in the next 2 to 3 years, and I believe, based upon the demographics, the need will continue to grow over the next 5 to 10 to 15 years.
In the interim, technology could help fill the housing gaps. Take a website like Silvernest, a roommate matching service for baby boomers. Ultimately, there are more questions than answers in a world that requires more money to grow old. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.